So, in the studio, I've got a little surprise for you. Right. Someone's just turned up who wants to come in and wish you all the best. So, are you ready now?
It's not Paddy Kilty again.
No, it's not.
Yeah, send him home for God's sake.
Yeah, Paddy Kilty. Definitely not. Okay, here we go.
All right. Katie Perry!
Hello!
Katie, how are you?
What do you need in the last 9 hours?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the only person that keep you awake. And I brought a care package of things that could hopefully keep you awake.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
How are you? Unbelievable.
Look at you. You look amazing. It's 20 past one in the morning.
This is when I just wake up.
Wow. Is that really?
No, I just came from a show. I'm playing shows now here in London.
Are you?
How's that going?
It's going well. It's going very well. But they told me that you've been up, or you will be up, for 50 hours.
Yeah.
And you know, when I used to be a tweaker, I'd know exactly how you feel. So,
what's a tweaker?
Someone that stays up really late.
Oh, that's what I thought.
By the way, Katie.
What?
I'm Chris. Hi.
I know you're Chris.
This is Dave.
I'm Dave. Hi.
Hi, Dave.
And this is Kissy.
Hi, Kissy. You're the guy that does all the remixes.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, I know about you.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, I heard he's actually really talented.
No, he is.
Yeah. Look at these guns, by the way. He's not hiding those bad boys.
Guns.
Not hiding those.
I brought you a care package of all the things you might need.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, we've got some canned oxygen in case it gets a little bit, tiring.
Is it seriously oxygen in a can?
Yeah, you should take a hit.
I would love that.
How are you doing?
I don't want to take too much, though. I don't want to be like have too much oxygen.
It's like the sort of thing that Michael Jackson used to use.
Right.
I don't know what
that
is.
That doesn't look like
hemorrhoid cream.
I don't have hemorrhoids.
Well, that's good for your eyes, I think.
Yeah.
Good, too. And these are tablets. They're direct energy. You put them in a drink.
Yeah.
You might need those.
Fantastic.
And some tampons in case you start over the...
Right.
Well, I was just saying that we might need some.
I checked my calendar. I'm fine.
Yeah, and me.
You're fine.
Yeah. I've got it on an app now.
And maybe some... I just want to keep you up. Make
Don't
sure that
you're... showing that mucky magazine.
Some dirty magazine.
No, look at Kenny trying to get on the camera.
Some dirty magazine. Just so you know, you can have
actually,
some
actually, pass them to me. I'm going to look after
Listen,
that.
This is comic relief, isn't it? Yeah,
some anti-fatigue eye stick, just in case you have like an event to go to in the next couple of days. People don't want to judge you for your big, bags underneath your eyes.
Right.
You're doing this for all the right reasons.
Can I ask you, and I want an honest answer, Katie?
What's that?
How do the three of us, how do we look in terms of awake, tired, rough, okay, and all that?
You don't look that bad, actually.
I just had a shower.
Do you know that I had someone go out and get me the strongest coffee in all of London?
Wow.
So this is the strongest coffee. If you take this coffee, you will stay up for another 50 hours, but
right.
Nobody will be giving at that point. It'll just be on your own volition.
Everybody will want us to go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Chris Moyles.
I notice it looks airtight, this bag. It's so strong.
Yeah.
Maybe just to open it.
Let it release. That's bad.
You'll never sleep.
I love that. Katie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I get to keep the bag?
Sure, keep the bag.
I love
the whole bit.
I love that.
So what have you guys been doing to actually keep your audience entertained? Because, I mean, I love listening to the show and radio things like that.
Thanks.
But, 50 hours?
Do you know what? It's been fine because we've been teaming up with all the other DJs. So me and Dave have been doing the whole stretch.
So we've done, like, the show that we normally do, and then we've been on everyone else's show.
Is it hard to form sentences at this point?
A little bit, but my voice went about 6 hours ago. Yeah.
I heard that you guys have raised 1.1 million pounds.
1.1 million pounds.
Which,
as you know, in dollars is even more.
That's like $2.2 million.
Wow.
So you should just say that.
We don't get to keep any of it.
That's all right, because I think Comic Relief does something better with it than going to Armani and getting a nice suit, Chris.
I wouldn't go to Armani.
Hugo Boss?
I would just spend it on drink.
Drink
and good time.
Well, you gotta wear something to the bar.
No, you don't. Not with $2.2 million.
Woo!
Wear what you like.
I feel like I'm on like one of those really dirty talk shows exists late at night.
He just looks filthy. It's Kissy.
Stop it,
you do look a little bit only way is Essex right now.
Oh!
Well, I'm actually from Essex, Katie.
So I love Essex. My husband is from Essex.
That's true. How is your husband? How is he?
He's good. He went back to Los Angeles because he is about to come out with a bunch of different movies. So he went to do promotion.
So you're not. So you're going to be here while he's over there.
Yeah, but I think he's going to hop back over very soon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, send him our love when you see him.
Yeah. I will. I will. I heard you had a pint, too.
I did, but you know what? I didn't drink it, because at this stage, I've never been awake for 43 hours before.
Mm. Well, you've never lived.
Well, not sober.
fact, not sober.
Not ever.
Even then, I don't.
Not ever.
I'd love to show off and say, I don't think I've ever been awake for 43 hours.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I haven't done that sober either.
But I think I look all right. I think I look fairly
fresh.
You
look fine.
You look magnifique.
I think what's nice is...
Magnifique.
Because the voice is going ever so slightly, I think it kind of gives
you're putting
that sexy growl. I just drop it. And if I turn up the English,
ooh,
I think it sounds quite sexy.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot. There's one thing in your bag that you might need to lift your spirit.
What's that?
Okay.
I've got the magazines, if that's what you're thinking. I've already got them.
A West Ham United shirt!
Oh, no.
Because I know you're such a big West Ham United fan.
Do you know what? I was there a few weeks ago.
They won a few weeks ago, huh?
It wasn't that week.
Okay. Well, that was the week. That was the week that we were actually watching the game, and I have never seen an angrier husband. Rah! So, just in case you need a change of clothes, you can wear a
West. Kissy, do you want to wear?
I don't know much about football.
Oh, well, then that's all right.
Are you English?
Am I English? Yes, but I'm a misfit. Alas,
misfit.
I don't fit
anyone else. Misfit.
Essex people tend to support West Ham United anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're born with it, so put it on.
Okay.
Plus, Katie's giving it to you, so you can't really...
No, not really, no.
You can't really say no.
Wait, I'll put it over the vest.
Yeah, that'll suit you.
So, Katie, where are you playing tonight?
I play at the Hammersmith. I'm playing three nights there.
Okay.
And then I come back and I play Wembley.
Beautiful.
And then I'll be back to play the O2. So I'm taking my steps here and there. But everything is sold out and fantastic.
Good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I love being in London. The whole time I was in Europe, which was fantastic, I was waiting to get to beautiful London.
And the crowd good tonight?
Yeah, they're nuts. They really are nuts. And it's the first time I'm in an English-speaking... I mean, I think sometimes we don't speak the same language, bin and zebra and things like that.
Yeah.
But I understand that we understand each other.
Listen, it's fine. It's just that sometimes, you know, as an American, you get certain English words wrong.
Right, oh yeah.
And that's fine, or you have nicknames for them.
Excuse me.
And you can't say aluminium.
Aluminium.
See, it's aluminium.
Listen, we don't need to pronounce that many vowels and things.
You haven't got time.
We don't have time for that.
And it's also, it's holiday, it's not vacation, and it's boot and not trunk.
I've been saying holiday, and I wear boots on my feet and not in my car.
Mm-hmm.
But now with you and Russell,
yes.
I would imagine you've picked up certain English words.
You all right? All right, yeah, I have a little bit. Like, I'll say, "Oh, you're gonna dine out on that one for a while." Or sometimes he'll be, you know, getting dressed for the day. I'm like, "Give us the butchers."
Oh,
do you use the expression "kip"? Yeah, you know, if you want a little sleep.
I take a kip all the time.
You see, that's
a kitty kip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or a kissy kip if you
will. A kipkins when you get really disgusting and mushy. You're gonna take a little kipkins.
Do you speak to Russell in that voice?
Doesn't every, like, mushy in love couple do that thing?
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, Chris. It's okay. Don't worry. There's hope for you.
Oh, gee,
I don't think there is.
Is there?
You need a Kipkins.
I think he said it's not fair to the idea of the kip. I don't think he's talking about anything mushy. I think he just wants a nap right now.
No.
I just like the idea of Katie going,
we're going to go for Kipkins.
Russell's too lucky. That's what it is. He's too lucky.
What's that mean?
He's a lucky man to have you.
Oh, he's a lucky man.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said he's too lucky.
No,
like
L-O-O-K.
No.
You know, I don't know if we do speak the same language.
Well, listen, thanks for coming to see us. You're very sweet.
I hope that everyone that's up right now is up for all the right reasons.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Listening to y'all, and I hope that you can raise even more money for Comic Relief, because Russell went to Africa with Comic Relief, and we did a whole thing together, like for our wedding. Instead, we did it with Comic Relief.
Right.
And they've been fantastic to us, and we know that if you give them their support, and you know, if you give to them, they'll actually put it to work
in the right place.
In the absolute right place.
They will spend every penny of every pound,
and they'll go out there themselves and do it.
That's right.
So I absolutely. That's the reason I'm here at 1:30, 1:40
so
in the morning.
You're a ray of sunshine. Everyone, these guys are perked up. No
did reason. You just put duct tape over your West Ham United jersey?
It's advertising.
It's a legal thing, actually. I didn't, trust me. By the way, it adds to it.
It's like he's remixed the shirt.
I'm always customising, you know?
He has to remix everything.
Thank you guys for having me on air.
Thank you.
Katie, thank you for coming to see us, and good luck with the London
gigs. I hope they give you a day off after this.
I'm having 2 weeks off after this.
Holy crap, I would stay up for 50 hours to have 2 weeks off. Good night.
Good night, Katie.
That's amazing.
Kissy. I'm going to talk to you, right? So Kissy has turned up to do the show tonight. Like, so he preps, he gets mixes ready, he knows what he's going to do on the show. All fine. So first of all, me and him are here, and we work out how we're going to do the show. And I'm like, look, just do the show, and I'll just jump in and out. It's worked all right, hasn't it? It's worked good.
Oh, yeah, it's been fantastic, yeah.
So then, and then Casey's just walked in, right? And Kissy goes... Oh, my God. And then when she threw the West Ham shirt at you, she goes, put it on. You literally kind of went, you pretty much went, wow. As if to go, okay, whatever
you want. Did you know who I was? Did you notice that? When she came in, she said, you're the remix guy.
See? You're Kissy sellout.
What a show.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
Paul McCartney's coming in solo, by the way. Elton John, Barack Obama and Elvis.
I don't need any of those two, and I've got you two.
Oh!
I think I speak for the whole nation when I say that.